This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Mayor of Carlinville, Deanna DiMuzio. Welcome to the show, Mayor.
Well, thank you very much, and it's always a pleasure. Thanks for asking me, Rick.
This is our, our annual visit where we talk a little bit about the Carlinville of the past year and maybe what's coming up for 2019. And let's start off with probably the number one topic of Carlinville all last year was water one way or the other. And maybe we'll recap some of the happenings that happened.
Okay, well, you're right. Water. And it was it had certainly been the topic for probably 4.5, 5 years now. But last year it really came to this, to I guess, quote unquote, the surface at the council meetings and around town, where as we went through the year, we had to do something with Lake One. We had been on Lake Two. It's the same old story. Lake Two was very, very low. We had to go back on One. Between manganese and turbidity and all the other things, we had to shut it down for boating and recreational use, fishing, you know, things that we don't like to do. So we are now, everything has passed the council. We received our Alluvia, the company that was formed to take over some of the water issues. Received $66 million to get everything up and going. We now are in the process of taking, we have to have a line from the city out to Reniger, where there will be a master meter, and at that master meter, then that will start our portion of going in for Alluvia. We're very excited about the fact that we really don't think, and of course this may change, we think it's not going to be too expensive for us to run that line, and we're waiting for some results from some of the, we have several different engineers looking at it. So we're very happy about, happy to the point where it's not going to be too expensive for us.
And of course, the alluvial water that takes in a lot of people. That's the reason the grant was so big from the USDA and things like that. Well, you got grants and loans, but that takes in all the way to Jersey and Central Macoupin County and all those areas.
Yes, there's number of entities, and the service area is going to be, I believe, 25,000 people. And that's just the number now. Probably as we start, that number could go up as individuals want to come on the line.
You mentioned the lake was shut down for a while. What is the status with the lake, or Lake One and Lake Two right now, shall we say, recreationally, or just how are they doing?
Well, right now, you know, it's cold, and we really don't have a lot of issues at that point with the lake at this point. Lake Two is filling up. It's been slow. It's a slow generator. But, you know, I think we're going to have a couple days of rain here, which will certainly be helpful. So hopefully by spring, when we take a look at it, at Lake One, and we're still on Lake One. That's our water source right now. I think that we'll take a look and see. Hopefully we won't have to go back and have restrictions. But, you know, I can't predict that. We may still have to.
And also, in conjunction with this, in preparation, you've started, I guess, what you can call layman's terms. You okayed it at a council meeting, the city council did, a special chemical that's going to start cleaning up some of the infrastructure piping?
That's correct. And we approved that, I believe, at maybe in November sometime. I think there was a demonstration. I even had a pipe up there on the in the council room that showed all of the buildup of all the lime and everything that's there. And as long as that buildup is going on, and of course our infrastructure in some areas now is still pretty old, even though we've been replacing as fast as we can, it cuts down on the amount of water that can go through your system. So the chemical will ink that. It's being put in there so that that it will dissolve that buildup.
Well, that is the water issue, as you say. We'll get to that when we talk a little bit about 2019.
But right.
One of the other things is it may have started a little more than a year before 2018, but the actual culmination was the train station. That's
absolutely
something that really changed the landscape of Carlinville.
Sure.
That came in 2018.
Sure, and I got an email from the group that put everything together, some of the architects and whatever. Yesterday was a one-year anniversary of cutting the ribbon and getting everything put together. Very excited. We also received an award, architectural award for design for that station. I received the certificate in the mail along with a wonderful letter from Mueller and Mueller, and they were the architects that were putting everything here. And very pleased that the design, I mean, you can't help but when you turn the corner and now look at the station. And of course, a great big thank you to the Benty family and the Shell station, that in turn with all the money and all the time they spent in redoing that corner for their operation, and then having the train station across, it just made the whole landscape very, very pretty. And now as you go by, you see all the cars, and the parking lot is almost full, and so it's exciting.
Yeah, it did. It really, between the new Benty's facility and the train station, that whole part of town, I've been driving it for 25 years now, just changed. Boom. Yeah,
everything. I've had a number of people say to me that while they're waiting for the train, the lady comes on and tells you that the train is on what track. And, you know, it's kind of like an urban feeling, but, you know, you're still in Carlinville, you're at home, but it's the electronics and the all the computer stuff that goes on down there. It's really exciting, too.
We talked a little bit about Benty's new facility and things like that. How about Carlinville and other businesses? Sort of what went on in 2018?
Well, you know, we have had a busy year this year. Not only along with, you know, the water issue going on, but we've had some new businesses start. We've had some ribbon cuttings that we have done. And, well, on West Main, let's just take a look there. We have O'Reilly's. That's that came in the early part of 18. We have Edward D. Jones. They have a new building there. I think it's right across from the show. Let's see. We've had Victory Lane. That was that happened in maybe what, October, November, where Lige Daly and the Bateses went to one, combined everything there, and then we have Victory Lane that came in, and they're doing quite well, all of them. So it's kind of nice to see all the car dealerships. What's Maine is really taking on its own character in terms of some of the businesses coming in. Now, if we could just fix West Maine and have IDOT in the state of Illinois take care of that West Main so that you, as you're traveling down it, you don't hit a hole or something. But, you know, that's been on it's been in the 5-year plan. We're still working on it. And every year I check to see, is West Main going to be taken care of? Well, we've had to make some changes. We'll add another year onto it. But anyway, West Main is really taking on a lot of the different aspects of becoming more business friendly. McDonald's, they did a redo at McDonald's, and Ronald McDonald was there for the ribbon cutting. So they did a wonderful job on not only just on the outside, but on the inside too. So that was one. And then I think I did mention Edward D. Jones. I think they have two now that are brand new, plus the one on the square, in the area where Cross Church is. Edward D. Jones just had a ribbon cutting there for another new office. So that happened. If you go down Shipman Blacktop, you'll see that dirt's being moved. That's for the new location of MJM. And that's going to be a beautiful complex. And I always mention when I talk about MJM, where they're at now, they are on Ameren Electric. Think about that for a minute, okay? So they're very excited they're going to be able to power up themselves, okay, with their own electricity. So it's kind of a, kind of an interesting comment. Let's see, what else?
Speaking of Ameren. Yeah. Ameren made sort of a change right in the middle of town.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rick. Ameren will be at our city council meeting on Monday night. They will be bringing in their project manager, their community governmental person, and several others. They will be showing a video of what the property is going to look like with the new substation coming in. We were talking earlier, one day you go by and there's a couple houses, and next day you go by and all of a sudden everything, the landscape has changed. But and I was happy to see that some of the families that owned those homes were able to recover some of the things that they wanted inside there. So Ameren, I believe, was very helpful with them. So if you go out to Route 4, as you go to Gillespie, the cottages at Carlinville is in the process of going up. I know the first two parts of it has the trusses up. I think they're getting ready to pouring concrete now, putting the sides up on another cottage or a third part. So it's pretty big. And we're very thankful for Michael Greer and his company to choose Carlinville for the cottages at Carlinville, which will be an assisted living and Alzheimer's home.
Anything else that we had happen in 2018?
Oh, let's see. I think, I think that pretty much sums it up. We've been kind of busy this year. Every year there's always a surprise, someone will come in. We have a lot of visitors that come through Carlinville, and they love it. They love the square. They love the atmosphere and how friendly everyone is. And then it may be a month, 2 months later, I may get a call from someone that's been here, and they always say, you mind if we come through? We're looking for X number of square feet, whatever. There's another one I'd like to mention, and that's Central Machine Company here. It's a manufacturing company. And I don't know that they do, that a lot of people know that we do have a manufacturing company that started with a couple guys coming in. And I don't know what you call it, but they do I'll call it a widget of some type. I don't know. I don't know what the official name, but it's a piece that goes into vending machines. And they ship out all over the United States and abroad. And they are now doing an expansion on their company. And I think they have something else that they're going to be manufacturing. They're going to be putting on more individuals. So there'll be a hiring process. If they're not doing that already, they will. So again, thank you to them, because I don't think a lot of people know. They kind of came in and wanted a building. They found their building. We got their zoning and everything put together, and these guys took off, running. So it's good to have them here. I do want to mention the plaza. There will be another business coming in there. As I mentioned to you earlier, the plaza is almost full except for the two large buildings at the end as you go north. That will be a furniture store, and I believe the name on that will be called Billy's Furniture. So that's kind of where we're at right now. 19? I don't know. I don't know, Rick.
Obviously, for the year that's coming, there'll be more water.
Water.
And that could be lots of leaps and bounds with that as well.
Yes.
And I guess, and then you just go about your business as far as the everyday
yes.
work that the city council yep. mayor does.
We do a lot of, we've noticed that our zoning has picked up, and our building ordinances have picked up. I'm very happy and really proud of the individuals that want to upgrade their property. Needless to say, we still have a lot of property that has to be looked at. And, you know, I think every town has it, but, you know, we're trying to figure out and tighten up our ordinances a little bit to try to clean up some of the areas that need to be cleaned up. That's one of the big things that we keep looking at. We, again, will be working on that water issue. That's going to be something that's going to be with us for a long time. You know, every year or every 6 months or whatever it takes, we will be upgrading on that or talking about it or trying to figure out where we go. So the water issue is going to be with us for a while.
And related to that, I think you had mentioned that there's going to be a little more emphasis concerning your wastewater treatment
yes.
plan.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. You know, we have put so much emphasis on our water department and our water plant and the water, making sure we have good, sustainable, drinkable water. But at the same time, we have a wastewater plant out here that's old also. And so we're going to be putting some emphasis on looking at new equipment for the plant, upgrading it. We have to do that in order to make sure that we're always in compliance with everything. And this is something that we feel that it's going to be beneficial for everyone.
Mayor DiMuzio, thank you for joining
us. Well, thank you. It's been fun. Thank you.
We'll do it again next year and see where we are then.
I think we'll probably talk before then, all right? And Rick, Merry Christmas to you and the staff at WSMI. And again, Merry Christmas to all.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.